Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hardly a day goes by without someone or something catching us by surprise. Now, I'm not talking about a surprise birthday party, nor am I talking about a nice gift that someone just happens to give us out of the blue. I'm talking about those situations that you just don't see coming. Those times you were not planning for. Now, for the most part, each of us likes to be in control. Control of our situations, control of our lives. And we don't much like that feeling of being caught off guard. And knowing that feeling and the discomfort that it gives to us, it is natural for us not to want to give that kind of surprise to others as well. Such thoughtfulness was lacking in the Pharisees and Herodians of today's gospel reading. Now, the Pharisees were those Jewish leaders who loved to surround the law of Moses with their own sets of rules. And the Herodians were those who were loyal to King Herod and wished him to be the rightful and only ruler of Israel. So both the religious sector and the secular sector are represented by these two groups. And while they are far from allies in normal day-to-day operations, the Pharisees and the Herodians cooperated in bringing shame and disrespect to Jesus of Nazareth. The Pharisees were dead set on capturing Jesus in some type of extreme, controversial teaching so as to get him into trouble with the religious leaders or the Romans. They wanted Jesus out of the minds, out of the ears of the Jewish people. And so far, none of their plans to do so had succeeded. So this time, the Pharisees sent their own followers, their own disciples, and some of the Herodians as well to speak with Jesus. And these followers filled Jesus' ears with many gracious platitudes, hoping to lull him into a false sense of security. Then Jesus would answer their upcoming question in a way that would be honest for him, but at the same time to his own downfall. So we have before us another prime example of people in Jesus' day trying to trick Jesus, to test him. This is never a good idea, to try and trick our God, to fool him. For Jesus cannot ever be fooled. He cannot ever be tricked. And he cannot ever be taken by surprise. And that is very good news. And so the question comes from these disciples of the Pharisees. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Now, in your hearts, having heard that story for the first time, you may have wished Jesus to answer a resounding no. You don't need to pay taxes. Would that have been Jesus' answer? He would have been undermining the very authority of the government that he as God had put in place, as the very bearer of all authority. As we see in Jesus' own submission to Herod and to Pilate later on in his trial, Jesus is not one to advocate the disrespect or the overthrow of governments. What the Pharisees are hoping for in Jesus' honest answer is a commitment either to God or to the world, the government. Now, if Jesus says no to paying taxes to Caesar, he will have serious trouble then with the Roman authority. Big time trouble. If he says yes to paying taxes to the Roman government, then he will be opposing the Jewish people, the Jewish religion that is eagerly hoping for freedom from the Roman oppressors. Either answer from Jesus will give the Pharisees what they want. Jesus' own words condemning him and plenty of witnesses to back it up. Jesus' answer that he gives is important for us to note in our day-to-day lives as Christians. For Jesus is not promoting the idea that religion and government are exclusive of each other, and that only one must be picked. Jesus is not arguing for or against separation of church and state. Instead, he is guiding his followers toward a certain understanding, an understanding that the kingdom of the world falls within the overarching kingdom of God. That means that the governments of this world are not, in their very nature, as given by God, opponents of God. Instead, they are God's tools to promote justice and peace among all people. And all governments receive their authority from God. St. Paul is very clear on that in Romans. One can certainly serve God by serving their government. And so Jesus answers, therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Despite their best efforts, the Pharisees were not able to trick Jesus. Jesus saw through their false flattery. He is not fooled by surface kindness. Jesus knew the malice, the hatred, the ugliness that was within their hearts. For Jesus always knows the heart. As a result of Jesus' great wisdom, the Pharisees and the Herodians cannot help but marvel at Jesus, wonder about this man before them, and yet they remain his enemies. Jesus will not be caught in any sin or in any violation of anyone's expectations. The only way left to convict Jesus is through the false witnesses giving false testimony against him. Jesus cannot be tricked, cannot be deceived. And that Jesus cannot be deceived or surprised remains good news for you and for me. For he knows what is within our hearts. He sees past the false fronts that we are so good at putting up. Jesus knows every twisted thought, word, and deed that lies within our own sinful nature. Nothing is hidden from his eyes. Jesus knows your darkest secrets. And none of it surprises him. None of it shocks him. There is no sin in you that you have committed that Jesus does not know about. None. Zero. Ever. There is no sin that you have committed that his blood has not atoned for. There is no evil that you or anyone else can ever commit, ever, that Jesus' suffering and death on the cross has not paid for. In that knowledge, in that certainty, in that truth, we can let go of our sins, each and every one of them. And we can let go of ourselves, our sinful, corrupted, wretched selves. Letting that go, confessing your sins, even the most despicable among them, God forgives you your sins through Jesus Christ, and He will make of you His new creation, never to know sin and its corruption again. None of what we are or what we have done ever surprises our Lord, because He does not only know about those sins, He has become those sins, all of them. Christ Jesus has taken all of our sins upon Himself, and no sin then is left unpaid for, none. No sin is left unknown or unexposed to God. And so the burden of your sin that you bear has now been lifted from you. You can bear your soul to God in all of its darkness and all of its sin. You can confess all sin to God the Father. You can approach His altar to receive the body and blood of His Son without fear, without dread, but with all hope. But rest assured, God will never be surprised by you. He will never be stunned by what you have done. He will never be shocked by who you are. For His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, became the worst of the worst for us. He who committed no sin ever, our Lord Jesus Christ, became sin itself for us. That truth is stunning. That truth is shocking. And that truth is our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. And now the peace that does pass all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ to life everlasting. Amen.